Some people say that the United States won the space race because we put a man on the moon. I say because we sent monkeys to space instead of dogs. Mm. The USSR fell because they sent dogs to space, and people just could not find it as funny as sending a chimp into space.
That's why they're all, they don't smile there.
They're not happy.
No, because they're like, they lost. We know what we did.
Yeah.
We sent the less funny animal to space.
We're not that funny as a people. And now they know that. And they
yeah. Pull it forward, yeah. So they just drink and play chess now. Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
Hello, what's up? My name is Crypto King, and I am indeed the king of crypto.
You're my crypto knight.
I don't get it. Is that? Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
It's a comic book reference. You wouldn't get it.
I would be your weakness.
Go ahead.
Okay, so, because I'm into crypto.
God.
So, today we're talking about a very special topic indeed. It is a topic that I think a lot of people are, in fact, fascinated by, including myself.
What is that?
It is the topic of extraterrestrial encounters.
Oh my God, I am interested in that.
AKA UFOs.
Yes.
Now, look, I get it, okay? Everyone says, oh, well, you know, UFOs is not extraterrestrials. Come on, we all know it is. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, well,
just
I mean,
shut up. I hate it.
Yeah,
no, I hate
it's
it.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, we got it.
That no government can identify. So
they don't know what it was.
They don't know where it
came
from.
But we all know what we hope it was and think it was.
I read a meme that was like, what if UFOs are just billionaires visiting from other planets?
Sure. And
I thought
that
was
pretty
brilliant.
Of the other planet?
Yeah.
Of course.
Or time travelers, time traveling billionaires.
I firmly believe it's time traveling billionaires. I've always said that.
Yeah, I've always agreed.
Thank you.
And said that.
So I thought it would be an interesting topic to bring into the fold, if you will, people who are of official stance in our government for the first half of the show.
Then not for the second half.
There's not that many.
Okay, got it.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, and talk about how they experienced encounters with UFOs. And when I say that they had experience with UFOs, it doesn't mean extraterrestrials or whatever.
Yeah.
But
even though you just said, you know, it does.
We're hoping it does.
Yeah.
That's all. So, do you know who Edgar Mitchell is?
No, I don't know any of these people, but I will believe whatever you say about them. Shit. If you're like, he's the highest ranking.
I was counting on you knowing everything
Master
about
Chief.
Edgar Mitchell. Now I'm fucked. I have nowhere to go.
Oh. Oh, I could.
I'm lost.
I could change it. Mark, yeah, can we fine. Change that? I do know him intimately.
See, what I hate about that is that Mark will probably edit it to help you. It's fine. Happens seldom for me, by the way. A little inside baseball. All right. So, astronaut Edgar Mitchell, he's best known for saving the Apollo 14 mission.
Okay.
When they were headed towards the surface of the moon, he typed in some lines of code. He was able to save the mission when they were sure that maybe they would have to abort.
I see.
The pretty badass thing.
So, you believe in aliens and the moon landing? Wow.
Wow, that's quite a leap you just did.
What a niche.
Thank you, Nikki. Off to a great start.
I'm just kidding.
No, but he claims later in life, he claims that top military officials had hidden evidence of UFOs. And when I say that, I'm talking, he says, potentially alien spacecraft. That's what he says. Potentially alien spacecraft. That they were particularly fond, and that these spacecraft were particularly fond of hovering over the White Sands testing range in New Mexico, which we've all heard before.
Yeah.
When we talk about these secret government sites.
Right.
And he also grew up in New Mexico, so he has a particular understanding of New Mexico and what people around New Mexico were saying. And he says that it was always a testing ground for atomic weapons, and that's what the ETs were interested in while they were there. Mm. This is not me saying this.
All right.
This is Edgar Mitchell, who was on the Apollo 14 mission. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, he whispered into my ear that same message.
See?
See?
I don't know what that means.
He said, hey, would you like some space invaders? And I was like, I guess. I just was curious.
It's a good game. A little dated for me, though.
Oh.
Just like that joke. No, it's fine. So they wanted to know about our military capabilities, which is what we tend to hear. There's like a through line with a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
Where it tends to be about our nuclear capability, and they're wanting to involve themselves in that.
Which, I will say, would make sense, too, if a different government was spying on us. Like, it would make sense that they would want to know what our military capabilities are.
That's what you would think.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying the official, like, you know how people, like, they're like, well, we don't know if there are other governments that are trying to spy on our military, blah, blah, blah. It makes sense that they, like, that's what that would be happening.
I put it like this. If the ants or dolphins had nukes, I think we'd be paying attention.
Absolutely. I'm trying to be even minded here.
Because we already pay attention to dolphins and they just do great tricks.
Whales do the, like, the crazy sounds and the echolocation.
No, but that's not as
and
good.
And dolphins.
Dolphins can hit a beach ball from their nose.
Do you know that I was reading this thing that dolphins will purposely aggravate pufferfish so that they'll puff all up and then they use them as a soccer ball?
See, dolphins are great.
Dolphins are
meme lords,
so
dude.
So mean.
That's incredible.
They're assholes,
but that's why,
yeah.
You know, people get upset. And I hope I don't piss off too many people, but when I talk about dolphins in captivity, doing sick tricks,
yeah,
you know, whatever they're doing, you know, they got dolphins doing half pipes now. Mm. But point being, I think it's a little bit of justice for all those pufferfish out there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I do. I think it's a little bit of justice.
So stupid.
Thank you. I think that. And I'm Steve Green, and I think that.
Okay, great. Officially on the recorded. Yeah.
And Mark, I'm sure you'll edit that to favor Nikki, but whatever.
What if dolphins have been in communication with aliens, like, way longer than humans?
I'll say this. Aliens haven't been helping them much. I watched The Cove.
Damn.
Yeah, what'd the aliens give them? Like, hey, you know.
Maybe that's why their team.
Not even the ability to dodge a fishing net.
Maybe
nothing.
The Cove is why they're teaming up with the aliens.
No.
It's fucked up. Okay, well, what you're going to say is that the aliens, like, stop nukes from being launched or whatever, like they, you know, they went
they
to this testing site. Right, they had an interest.
Edgar Mitchell.
I'm just, you know, and making an analogy to the dolphins, like we still blew up Hiroshima. So, I mean, it's not like the aliens really helped that, did they? So maybe that the Cove was the dolphins' Hiroshima, and I'm in La La Land and want to believe that both dolphins and humans communicated with
just
aliens.
So you know, Nikki Lima to the internet, we did Hiroshima.
Yeah.
And me? I didn't do nothing. I had nothing to do with Hiroshima. Nikki's like, we did it.
The US of A.
No, I had nothing
did
to do with
that.
It. I don't endorse it at all.
They did that.
No.
I had to read about it.
So did I. And you know what? It wasn't my favorite subject.
No, it wasn't. So, just saying.
Edgar Mitchell was talking about how they were trying to help create peace on Earth.
Okay.
And this is all beliefs that he had. He wasn't sure, but this is what he had experienced with their interactions. He also said that 2 years after the landing on the moon, when he abruptly left NASA, he divorced his wife. He founded the Institute for Noetic Sciences. He used that as a platform to discuss exploring new worlds in ways separate from known science or religion. He kind of became convinced that ETs had been visiting Earth and helping humanity along a more spiritual path. Now, none of this has anything to do with any of the moon missions he's officially part of. So this is where people start to go like, well, maybe he went to Kooky Land.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because the official part of Edgar Mitchell never really talked about this stuff.
It was just about collecting rocks on the moon and stuff.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And like executing the mission code and like getting it done.
Right.
But then like afterwards, he became Mr. Like, yeah, no. Like he had seen some shit and he's like, I believe that this is what they're here for.
Yeah, it makes sense. Well, I mean, when you think about it, because people are always like, well, if, you know, we're like a third world country to aliens, why would aliens have any interest in visiting Earth? If us using nukes on Earth had a ripple effect throughout the universe and the galaxies, it would make sense that an alien from another planet's like, yo, I have to live in the same universe as you. Like, let's cool it with the freaking nukes over here.
Exactly. So, jumping forward in time now, we're at a period of time where we now have an International Space Station.
Okay.
There's a Russian cosmonaut named Ivan Vagner. Okay? And I just pronounced that correctly in Russian.
Got it.
He's orbiting the Earth aboard the ISS. He captures footage of potential UFOs while recording videos of the Aurora Borealis, is what they call it in Russia.
Is that the Russian way to say that?
Borealis.
That sounds Italian. Well, so, at least you, the gesture.
No, that's how they do it in Russia.
They gesture like that?
They do.
Okay.
And so he says, he called the video Space Guests, or how I filmed the new time lapse. Okay. Oh, that's what he wrote with in caption to his video.
Mm.
It shows the aurora passing near Antarctica, but in the video, you don't just see the aurora. And I'm going to show Nikki this video right now.
Oh, Mark, if for and the Mark, I will YouTubers,
show the people this video
for
as
the
well.
YouTube community watching.
Yes.
We will show the video part.
We will show the video part.
Is there sound? Well. I mean, maybe the audio listeners can hear the sound.
There's no sound in space. Holy shit.
It's from space. I forgot.
Good Lord.
I thought you were talking about Antarctica.
What are you talking about?
I don't
what
know.
What are you talking about?
I barely know what you're saying.
Okay, watch this video. It's fucked
okay.
up.
Okay. See, there is sound.
Well, that's, yeah, the sound's from space.
Okay,
though.
I'm just saying, is there sound?
That's the sound that space makes.
I know that.
Yeah, I know you know.
I fucking read about it.
I know you know.
Okay, so there's the Aurora Borealis.
Thank you.
And it's going across the Earth. It's beautiful. Nice. It's like dancing. Dancing lights. It's amazing. Our world's amazing. What?
All these little lights.
Those aren't stars?
No. Look how they're descending.
What?
Into our planet.
No.
Yeah, watch this shit.
That's just the Earth orbiting.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Right?
Those are not stars, bro.
Those aren't stars? Look. What?
See?
What do you mean?
Why is it still there then, if it's a star? Why is it going down past the horizon? See what I'm saying?
Oh, they're going, what? I'm so confused. I guess it just looks like the Earth is rotating and the stars are passing by.
Well, that's not what you're supposed to see.
Oh, okay.
You're supposed
My
to
bad.
Be...
Oh, wait, I saw some other things.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, there's some other things over here.
Yeah, watch.
Oh, but these are all, these are stars.
No.
What? Shut your mouth.
It doesn't pick it up like that.
Okay, well, I don't know what I'm looking at because it just looks like I'm in a planetarium at Griffith Observatory looking at stars.
Why even do a UFO episode with a skeptic?
I thought it was going to be like blue skies and like clearly UFOs coming out.
It's
like
in space.
Freaking gray bodies dropping
out.
You
thought you'd see blue skies in space?
No, I thought I'd see a clear hovercrafts and like Death Stars and shit. Not like some twinkling stars.
Oh, you thought you'd see Death Stars?
Because you know what I expect to see in space? Twinkling stars. And that's exactly what that looked like.
Yeah, twinkling stars that go past the horizon and
okay,
into,
well,
into the
YouTube
planet's
viewers
atmosphere.
can have my back on that one.
Yeah, I think they will not because they will say, "Yeah, where's the Death Stars? I don't think I see a Death Star." So
exactly,
thanks.
That's what I'm saying.
It's incredible. So I just got debunked live. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it
you're bad. Welcome.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I
it's
really
humbling.
Don't know. No, what's great is that I just don't. I don't know what this is. I felt like it was perhaps. I don't know, ice or something. I don't know what it was.
Ice?
Yeah, ice. There's a lot of break off. I mean, if you're filming from the ISS,
okay.
There's a lot of break off ice that happens from that particular place.
Sorry, my brain just went to like the deportation service. But okay.
I thought it was the deportation service.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yeah,
I was
thanks.
Thoroughly well aliens and illegal.
Hey, good point.
Okay. Anyway.
So now that we're back on track.
Yes.
He shared this footage, and you know, many people have different thoughts about it, so I thought it was an interesting thing. It's almost an interpretational thing. You can view it however you wish. I do think that if they're, just my own personal sidebar here, I do think that if they're UFOs that are going to kind of move around a little bit, not just go down.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like freaking... that game, that like that old 80s game.
But that's what
Asteroid?
I wanted to do this episode, uh-huh. Is actually do UFOs the right way.
Yeah.
Where it's like, not just.
They didn't look like they were moving around.
Exactly. They weren't. They were going down.
It looks like stars.
But this is cited as something in the UFO community that's perhaps extraterrestrial.
Disinfo.
Personally, I agree with that. But I didn't want to break character.
Well,
that's fine.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. So. That said, I have an interesting Harry Truman quote for you guys. Do y'all know who Harry Truman is?
He was on that one TV show, right? The Truman Show?
He was on the Truman Show. You actually, you know, quoted one of his works, the Hiroshima bombing.
Oh, okay.
Right. So Harry Truman is quoted as saying, "I can assure you that flying saucers, given that they exist, are not constructed by any power on Earth." That was the President of the United States. So that's why a lot of this stuff, look, and we live in a fortunate time where now the UFO subject is being treated with more credence. There's a lot more like credibility weighed to it because there's government insiders who have come out and said like, yeah, we don't know what these things are necessarily. Doesn't mean every sighting means they don't know what they are, but there's many sightings where they just don't know what the fuck it is.
Did you see that one video clip of, that supposedly came from the KGB? Oh, also Russia.
I did not. What is it?
It was of an actual alien after a UFO crash landed.
The fuck?
Yeah, there was like one on the ground. Incredible. Yeah, I'll show it to you.
Are you talking about the like Fox footage from like 1995?
I don't know. I just found it today and I don't even know. Like it was some random YouTube channel. So, I mean, it's probably been thoroughly debunked.
Is it the shitty one where he is sitting blankly on a table?
No.
And it's gray and white?
No, okay. Not that okay. One. No.
Because that one's pretty shitty, I thought. Okay. Although.
This one, they did a pretty good job of making it look like it was like secretly recorded, you know, and then the aliens got mad.
Wouldn't
it
be a motherfucker if the aliens did look like a just dummy that got made like.
I mean, it kind of did look like
ILM.
That. It kind of did look like that. And that, I'm like, okay, so one of two ways. Either one, you know, obviously. The most obvious is like, this is so stupid. Like someone just like put a really shitty costume together.
Yeah.
And then the other one is like, well, what if they made the costumes to look like the aliens so that it could always be seen as crazy?
That's why the aliens would be, you know, it'd be next level genius if they looked like ILM puppets.
What's ILM?
Oh, Industrial Light and Magic, like the Star Wars company that does like all these Hollywood blockbusters.
Oh, right.
But they also, I mean, I should have actually done, you know, more of like Jim Henson's Creature Works. But my reference sucked. All right,
well, you know, polish your bit and then bring it back to the next episode, please.
Yeah, I'll work on it. We'll get on to the next one, huh, Mark? So, Harry Truman says, given they exist, are not constructed by any power on Earth. So, Gordon Cooper is an astronaut.
Okay.
He saw a saucer fly over a dry lake bed and land with a tripod-like landing gear. And he then took pictures of it. So, like, you're talking like he's flying in an aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
He sees this craft land, like, actually have a landing gear.
Yeah.
He takes out a camera. He shoots footage of it. He gets the film back. He can see it. It's there on the camera.
Uh-huh.
He says that he was instructed to put it into like an envelope, ship it off to the Defense Department, where it was never seen again. Like he can't find it.
He didn't make copies?
He was instructed not to.
Oh.
Just to send them the negatives and like just send it along. But that's the thing about it, that because I've heard about that photo actually for years.
Uh-huh.
I've heard about that actually exists and that some people in Congress who are like on the Intelligence Committee have seen it. But then, you know, here we are and it's never been declassified.
We don't get to see it because we're peasants.
I know. I hate it. And I don't know that that's true, but that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Thank you. So... an Air Force captain also reported two objects in the skies above Elkins Park, Montgomery County on July 19th, 1952, as noted in Project Blue Book, which was a secret government program that was looking into UFO encounters and like trying to find, like they debunked a lot of UFO stuff, by the way.
Mm.
like stuff that was like weather balloons or like bullshit. And I know we all associate weather balloons with being like a government cover-up move, but like they actually did like,
yeah, have you seen a weather balloon?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It does look pretty weird.
Yeah. And even Air Force pilots and Navy pilots have accidentally identified weather balloons as something they couldn't identify until they got close to them and like, oh my god, it's a weather balloon.
I could totally understand that.
It does happen.
Yeah.
It's not that absurd, but that's why it's also perhaps a great excuse for an incident like Roswell.
Well, that's why they call it unidentified flying object and not alien craft, because it could be just an actual unidentified flying object.
Exactly right. So he says that the objects appeared to fly four times faster than conventional aircraft. They had a faint tinge of red and made zero noise. Months later.
Oh, yeah. I've heard this. All aliens drive hybrid spacecraft.
They do.
They don't make, they're like Priuses. They don't make any noise.
Yeah. You got to look, you got to look both ways.
Yeah. You, really bright lights, though. They should really like look into some, I don't know, infrared.
How do they not fix that?
Yeah. Like infrared or like do some like thermal lighting or something.
Because the bomber doesn't even really have lights on.
We can see you.
The aliens are idiots about lights, huh?
Idiots. Maybe they, their light spectrum, they can't see those lights.
You know what I think it is? I think like the guys who like blast their music next to you and they're like, yo, look at my shit.
Yeah.
I think it's that.
I think
aliens are very vain.
Like they're very into noise pollution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in a visual
And that's why
sense.
I don't like them. It's like, oh, you want world peace? How about you turn your brights off, dude?
Yeah. Hey, you want to talk about nukes?
Like I'm in a cornfield. You're the only thing I see right now.
Yeah. Have a less flashy vehicle. So, months later, an off-duty Air Force Reserve captain saw another object above Allentown. He was flying at about 10,000 feet in a single-engine plane.
Mm-hmm.
The object appeared to be following him, and he says, if what I saw was a physical object, the rapidity with which it altered its course was astonishing, which tends to be like a thread that carries throughout all this stuff when it comes to David Fravor and all these people who are official government people reporting their incidents. They all say the kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can maneuver in ways that defy our physics or our understanding of physics at the moment. Okay.
Not Bob Lazar's understanding of physics.
Hey, there you go. Preach, girl.
That's what I'm saying.
There it is.
I'm so jealous. You know that Kasim G got a signed copy, got an autographed sign of Bob Lazar.
He walked up to Bob Lazar and said, sign this?
I think he might have even met him. I can't remember. I just got really jealous.
Our buddy Richard Ryan knows Bob Lazar.
What?
Yeah, he like knows him as Bob from United Nuclear.
That's cool.
Yeah, and he didn't even know until he was on the Joe Rogan show. And then Richard's texting me like, I can't even fucking believe Bob Lazar had an alien encounter. I know this guy for years.
Did he have an alien encounter? I thought he just worked on the physics part.
No, he says at one point that he looked into a room and saw a cat who was like super small and it was weird.
Okay.
And he said he didn't know what it was and doesn't know that it was an alien, but he was like, it was weird.
Could have been a very short person.
Could have just been a short person.
Mm-hmm.
Like our friend Jess Lozama, who's 5'1".
Exactly, like my grandma.
Yeah, just exactly like your grandma. Like my grandma.
Yeah, like your grandma. Could have been someone's grandma, okay?
We just don't know.
Bob Lazar
doesn't know, but he just knows a grandma wears a trench coat. That is weird, I have to say.
I'm going to wear a trench coat when I'm a grandma.
So that's what throws the whole thing off, I guess.
See?
So yeah.
I'm going to flash people too.
Oh, please. We can cut that.
Why not? Live your life.
On September 14th, 1952, a commercial pilot flying near an Air Force base says he witnessed a blue light with tremendous horizontal speed. According to Project Blue Book, others on the ground also said they witnessed an object that looked like a watermelon. The base closed in 69, and today a Pennsylvania Air National Guard facility is today a Pennsylvania.
Wait, wouldn't they mean it looked like a watermelon? Like it was like they saw
it was
a
shaped
floating
like a watermelon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was big though.
It was
I was like it could have just been a watermelon.
Well no, they didn't say it was big. They just said it looked like a watermelon.
And it was flying?
They said it was watermelon sized.
That's what I'm thinking.
No, I'm kidding.
Like,
oh, yeah. That's what it says. I don't know.
Does it spin?
They said it was green.
I would like to picture it in my mind. Does it have
and
the
it
little
had
stripies?
Seeds, you asshole. Declassified records suggest that the U.S. military investigated 12,618 UFO incidents worldwide between 47 and 1969. Okay. And were able to explain all of them. But 701 reports. So that's what I'm talking about, where I say a lot of these things are bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, I remember living in San Diego, California, and there was a test of, at the time, I don't know if you guys remember this, but George W. Bush had a continuation of Ronald Reagan's Star Wars program where you could launch a nuclear missile and they would hit your missile with another missile. It was called Star Wars.
What?
This is what Reagan did in like 86, I think. So George W. brought this back in like, I don't know, 2002 or some shit. I'm living in San Diego, California at the time. And I see a fucking missile going off with a contrail, but like there's enough smoke and clouds in the sky where me and my neighbors like, what the fuck is this? We have no idea what it is.
I remember something like that happening too. I don't know if it was the same time period.
It was whack.
But it was crazy.
It was confirmed whack at the time. And we were all like, this is fucking whack.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was just a missile going off.
It was just a missile.
But that's what I mean, though. You just don't know. It's an unidentified flying object until you hear otherwise. You just don't know what the fuck it is. But because we're human beings and we try to associate things with things we've seen before, immediately one of the first things I associate with is extraterrestrial aircraft.
Absolutely.
I don't know what the fuck it is. And what are my extraterrestrial aircraft references, by the way? The Independence Day movies. And at the time, there's only one.
Yeah, same.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
We take from pop culture and try to justify.
Well, because your brain is like, if it sees something it's never seen before, it's just trying to attach it to something it's seen before, for sure.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So, have you heard of Pennsylvania's Roswell?
No, I have not.
Well, when we come back,
I'm going to hear about it.
That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Pennsylvania had its own Roswell incident. Bet you didn't hear about that. And if you did and you're from Pennsylvania, you got me this
time.
Good
for you.
I will get you next time.
I really thought you were going to say Pennsylvania Railroad because that's what my brain associates with Pennsylvania, because Monopoly.
Pennsylvanian son of a bitch, you got me again, but I will get you next time.
Buy whatever we tell you to buy.
Sell whatever we tell you to sell.
What coins?
All of it. Get out. It's fucked. Get out. We'll be right back.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're like kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
The Pennsylvania Railroad.
What?
Go ahead. Take it away,
what?
Steve. Take it away.
Don't host if you can't handle it.
Pennsylvania Roswell.
Thank you. So we're back with the Pennsylvania Roswell incident. So imagine, and if you will, please close your eyes. What do you see? A bright flashing light. It was reported in Canada and as far away as Indiana, my hometown, go Colts, Michigan, and Ohio.
But it happened in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Oh.
When a fire was reported in the woods outside of a small town in southwest Pennsylvania, the U.S. military rushed to the scene. The incident was on December 9th, 1965. Okay. The U.S. Air Force dispatched a team for investigating UFOs to Kecksburg, which is a small, unincorporated town about 30 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. For years, officials said nothing was recovered from the fire scene. But then, in 2005, NASA, I don't know if you ever heard of that.
I heard of them.
They issued a statement that it had studied fragments from Kecksburg and that the incident might have been caused by a crashed Russian satellite.
Huh.
The UFO group Coalition for Freedom of Information later filed a right to know request with NASA for the records. In response, NASA said it could not find the records, which, you know.
They're really bad record keepers, I guess.
They're bad record keepers. And that's what everyone believes.
They did lose a lot of their budget. Maybe they lost the record keeping person.
They lost the record keeping part of the budget. And that's what everyone believes.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
what the story's about, as everyone believes that.
Is that we need to put more into the space program so they can hire.
I personally think that. But
so they
can
hire back the record keeper.
The military is playing a shell game in changing the way it classifies UFOs now as unidentified aerial phenomena. Is basically what the game is being played, is what people
see.
Okay, their terminology recently changed from UFO to UAP, largely to dissuade Freedom of Information Act requests for UFOs. The military could claim that they have little to no information on UFOs, which is what I've always been saying. I've been saying this for years. I'm like, since like 2 years ago, where they just all of a sudden started using UAPs. I was like, why are they doing this?
That makes sense.
That makes way more sense, right? But that's what people reported seeing at the time. So the fire that was reported seeing, that was seen mm-hmm. by everyone, people saw a unidentified flying object. And to this day, there's actually a model of the Kecksburg UFO that stands outside of a local firehouse.
Someone like from the pictures created a model?
Well, no, from the their memory, from seeing it.
Oh, from their memory.
From many people seeing it.
That's hard to do.
It's pretty crazy.
From memory?
And there's a couple other things like that that I will get to in a little bit.
You ever try to draw something from memory? It's so hard.
I do like shit. We tried to do one where I
did cartoons?
Like cartoons. Yeah. And I was like, shit.
I know. You should watch the video.
It's a great video, but it's I really did it like, you should watch Nikki's part of it. I did
Steve
it like
does
shit.
An abstract. It's very nice, honey. It's a creative version of.
Yeah, but I did like, I didn't do it good.
That's all relative.
So don't bring up a video if I didn't do good.
That's all perception. I think that it's quite nice. It's original. I laughed a lot, but that was because I was having a jovial time.
Oh, is that why? Mm-hmm. Not because I was doing a shit time in drawing?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, cool. Thank you. That actually makes me feel better. Thank you.
Good.
So, one of the most significant UFO sightings, I don't know if you ever heard of it. Probably haven't.
Area 51.
No, what the fuck?
Okay, I don't know.
You ever heard of a sighting in Minnesota?
No.
So, the date. And maybe you heard of it. It's August 27th, 1979.
Those dates mean nothing to me.
So imagine, okay, but okay, just try to imagine like what happened on August 27th in history.
It's my ex's birthday that day.
No, it's my birthday that day.
Oh, you're right. His was the 28th. It's your birthday. I remember.
I live a good life. So in Warren, Minnesota, about 20 miles from the North Dakota border, a sheriff's deputy named Val Johnson was on patrol in the early morning on Highway 5 when he saw a bright light to the south of Highway 220. He describes it as like a small...
A watermelon?
Yes. No. He describes it as like a ball of light.
Okay.
Okay. And he thought... He didn't know what he thought because he's headed towards it and he's like, is this a crashed vehicle? Did a plane fall down? Like, what's going on? And he says, as he approached it, the light instantly jumped through the windshield and hit him like a 200 pound pillow and instantly knocked him out. He woke up and he immediately, because he's a cop, he talks to dispatch and he says, so the dispatch goes, hey, what's your condition? He says, I don't know. Something just hit my car. What's your condition? Are you okay? Something attacked my car. I heard the glass breaking and the brakes locked up. I don't know what's going on.
That ball of light's a bully.
That's what I'm saying. According to the sheriff's office investigation reports, Johnson's wristwatch and the clock on the 1977 Ford LTD cruiser stopped working for 14 minutes. Johnson said his teeth were also fractured at the gun line. And his eyes were burned.
Whoa. Was he blinded?
He was not blinded, but he says his eyes were super painful.
Oh, man.
As if he'd been subjected to something like an arc welder burn.
What's that?
I assume it has to do with welding.
Oh, gotcha.
And he said that on the 1980s TV show, That's Incredible, where he recounted his story. Basically was super confusing to everybody, right? Everyone's like, how the fuck? Like, we don't know what happened. Nobody knows. He doesn't know. And to this day, he doesn't know what happened. Mm. But there is a piece of evidence, right? Because there's a car involved. And this car was looked at by like automotive experts at the time. And they could not determine how to replicate the damages that were done to the car.
Wow.
So like a headlight was taken out. Windshield was damaged, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's two antennas on the car because he's a police cruiser. They're both just doubled over, like bent completely, like 90 degrees. It's pretty weird when you look at it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
It's odd. But I have to say, I don't know how they don't know how the damage could be replicated because I don't know enough about cars. So when I look at it, I'm just like, I don't know. Looks like he hit a deer or something. Because I'm an idiot.
Well, they have like car insurance people that come out and assess damages. Like they somehow are able to put together a scene of things that happen.
But I have to say, there's no fender damage. Uh-huh. There's no damage to any other part of the vehicle. The windshield has a crack on it, or like a big crack on it.
Yeah.
Like it looks like something happened to the windshield. The antennas are bent.
What you're describing,
the headlights are fucked,
is all signs of a ball of light that weighs 200 pounds.
I'm saying, you know.
Like how would you not know that?
It's a ball energy.
Yeah.
Some might say it's ball lightning.
Okay.
But how did it get through the windshield? Oh, because it's ball lightning. True. It's, I don't know.
It's strong. I always find it curious too that like all these stuff happened. All of these sightings seem to be like near Canada, or Minnesota, Canada, North Dakota. You know, like all
I
these.
I think it gets a little more methy.
But okay, there could be that. But I'm also like, I wonder if there's been more UFOs here, or why don't they try to come here more? Because there's so much light pollution that like no one would even notice. Plus, we're all busy. So like,
right.
I feel like no one would even notice. Like there could be like 500 in the sky right now. Like there could be like a fleet in the sky of UFOs right now. And I don't think any Angelino would notice.
Hell no. we'd film it though.
We'd try.
That's what I love about the people.
It's all light polluted though. Like
look like shit.
So much street lamps. And
well, and have you noticed? Because if you have an iPhone and you try to use it as a camera, like there's no zoom.
There is zoom.
But no, it sucks.
I mean, it's not, you can't get the moon. You're not going to get the moon. You're never going to get the moon. That's what I mean.
But you can get it with a regular camera.
No, you can't.
You can get the moon.
No, you can't. I've tried. Get the moon? I mean, you could get it with a good quality photographer. I'm
thinking of like a 60D or whatever, 70D.
I mean, it really doesn't matter. You need the right lens. So it would be, you'd have to get the right lenses and the right.
I'm just saying, you hold up an iPhone, it's not going to be right.
Yeah.
But everyone always uses it as an argument. Like, well, everyone got iPhones in their pocket. They got cameras in their pocket. Yeah, yeah, no, but it looks like shit, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Sorry. Okay, have you heard of the Oh, by the way, to this day,
like the 12 has a pretty good camera, though. Go ahead.
For selfies.
No, it has a really good camera.
You have like four cameras for selfies.
No, there's like three cameras on the back.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not a selfie camera. That's on the back, idiot. The front camera is the selfie camera.
It's a back fee.
You're so dumb.
So he says to this day, he doesn't know what the fuck happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not claiming anything. He just says, I don't know what happened. And I think that it's good that UFOs are being less stigmatized now and people can talk about it more.
That's good. Yeah.
He's very hard to track down. I've heard this guy.
That's what I would say too. If I don't want anyone calling me the alien person, like, I mean, you get a label branded on you and you're like, dude, I don't know what happened to me. I got my freaking eyeballs burned. Like, tell me it was anything else so that I could actually collect damages.
See, for me, I just completely disagree. I would do a full merch line. Full merch. Nothing but.
Well, you could do that
merch
with
mugs.
You could do that without
Nothing that significant has happened to me. That's what I'm saying. I'm waiting for something fucking to go down.
I want to be able to sue someone if they're going to burn my eyeballs
No. I want.
Can't sue an alien.
That's what I'm saying. You got to merch it. And you got to mug it. And you got to merch it. People don't know how to monetize anymore.
That's what you got to do for your whole life then. You got to be that dude.
Yeah, hell yeah. Bob Lazar fucked up. He should have been merching it the whole time.
Yeah.
He's like, Element 115, y'all been getting that since you went to my fucking museum. In 1987. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you could buy Element 115 drinks or whatever.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, or rock candy.
Yeah.
And you take it home. I've been doing that the whole fucking time.
No joke, though. I used to be addicted to astronaut food. You
know,
that dehydrated ice cream?
Dried.
Yeah.
Hey, the ice cream sandwiches are not bad.
They're so good. I was just obsessed with that as a kid. I was like, I can't believe it tastes like an ice cream.
Don't even get it if it's not the ice cream sandwich. I promise you that's the one.
No, get the Neapolitan.
Oh, that's good too. I have to say that is good too.
I didn't really appreciate the cookie part of the ice cream sandwich one.
Even the astronauts don't.
Yeah.
I watched astronaut Mike Hadfield make a burrito in space one time.
That's so dope.
And it was a 15-minute video and I...
How do they pee?
They put their dick into a receptacle that vacuums it up.
What about a girl?
She puts her vag up to a receptacle that vacuums it up.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
That's nuts.
But you have to remember that. Pee beads out in space,
yeah.
So it's like not that bad actually. Like it's pretty direct.
Oh, so you can like
exactly,
capture it with the
yeah, it's easy.
But then you have to chase your pee around.
Well, if it gets out,
yeah,
you sure do. Or else it gets on the instruments.
I'm sure, the space janitor thinks it's a little more than not just not that bad.
There's no space gender. They're well, the space genders.
That's sad.
It is sad. I wish our astronauts could spend more time just being astronauts and not being
and not space chasing pee beads.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And not chasing tortillas, Chris Hadfield. I saw you. Zimbabwe UFO incident. Have you heard of it?
No.
Do you know where Zimbabwe is?
Africa?
I don't know.
Okay.
So this official account is in 1994.
Okay.
This has been 62 children, aged between 8 and 12, reported seeing a UFO and strange beings also during their morning break. These children are now young adults scattered around the globe. And at the time, they reported seeing a crazy saucer that just, like, first of all, they saw lights.
Okay.
Like weird glowy lights, and they all report the same way.
Yeah, they're bumping their lights, being assholes. That's what I'm saying,
being
yeah.
dicks, as usual. And then they're like, look at me. And then they see a saucer, actually.
Uh-huh.
And then the saucer lands. And then this fucking cat gets out, and he has, like big eyes.
Uh-huh.
Dark hair.
Oh, he has hair.
He has hair.
Oh, so it's not like the typical...
It's not like the Spielberg... The Spielberg alien.
Ah, okay.
But he does have the same, like... You know how, like, their heads look like an upside-down vase?
Yeah.
That's what they have.
Okay.
They have an upside-down vase.
But with, like, my color hair?
They have an upside-down vase head and, like, Nikki's colored hair.
Is it straight? Or is it, like...
They just said they like had that hair.
This kind of hair.
That kind of hair. That's... I imagine they did this cool hair flip thing that you do as well.
So they could never. They could never...
But they had big bug eyes, and that their eyes sat lower on their face than our eyes do.
Yeah.
So like it was
that's like, what the KGB records looked like.
Yeah, dude. It was more nose level, more walnut-shaped eyes, bigger eyes.
Yeah.
So the children had direct eye contact with this thing, right? And they say...
It could talk to them through the eyes. Yeah.
Through telepathy.
Yeah. I've heard that from supposed abductees.
They also said at the time they saw another small creature walk around on the top of the craft that was parked.
Another small creature?
And they parked it in a handicap zone, by the way.
Oh, that's messed up.
It's fucked
they're
up.
They're assholes. Like
they're
I'm saying.
Dicks.
They're a bunch of fuckboys over there.
They're total fuckboys. Yeah. They're bumping their stupid fucking mites.
Like, we're going to go to Earth, Mom. You can't stop us.
Yep. And their mom can't, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, they parked in a handy zone is what it says. No, I'm kidding.
I wonder what hair does for them out there.
Warms her head. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Why do we have pubic hair? It's the weirdest thing.
Or were they trying to blend in with us? So they like got wigs.
Oh my God. That's so dumb. Funny. That would be funny. That's like the Steve Buscemi meme. Hello there, fellow kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen that one? Where he's holding the skateboard in the backpack? Yeah. Yeah, that's great. So they were, they said they had big eyes like rugby balls.
That's huge.
Yeah. And then
for eyes?
One of them was wearing a tight suit. That tight, shiny suit, wearing all black. And so I imagine he's wearing a garbage bag, is what I'm imagining.
Shiny suit. Dude, this guy's trying to do a person impersonation.
You think so?
Yeah. He's like, we saw Will Smith in Men in Black.
Yeah,
they wear these suits.
They, like.
They have dark hair.
Yep, sunglasses. So the kids... were told by these creatures, some of them, not all of them.
This was 1994?
This is 1994.
Lines up.
Some of them, not all of them, had a telepathic experience with them where they were told that we are fucking up the planet and that we're doing all kinds of destruction to it.
Why do they tell it to kids and not the adults who are
because
bombing
adults
shit?
Are gonna die, you dumb fuck. Kids are the future. Don't you watch any commercials at all?
Oh, I'd be so scared out of my mind if an alien told me telepathically that I was fucking up the planet.
Guess what? That's what happened. But if you're an alien, don't you think that the people who are more like you are the small ones? Because you're small. You're probably like,
I don't know.
Oh, hey, these are probably the top brass.
I wasn't sure because there's tall blonde aliens that look like Nordics. There's
different episode. You're talking about a different episode, but yeah.
Okay. There's just the small ones. And then there's apparently ones with... dark hair like me.
Yeah. There's one with purple dicks too.
Diverse alien cultures out there.
It's out there. We all know about that. But I'm saying the kids immediately ran screaming to the teachers. There was one teacher who was on the lawn because all the other teachers went to have a faculty meeting.
Uh-huh.
There was one teacher who was there, and they just got inundated with kids being like, we just saw this shit. It's fucked up as fuck.
Why didn't the aliens tell the teacher?
I don't know. I think the teacher's on the phone or something. Remember, at the time, there was phones. Not mobile phones like we have.
No, I'm just angry that that an adult wasn't there being informed. Like, all these kids had to take all the trauma.
I am too.
How many are in therapy now?
So the teachers obviously didn't believe them at first.
Yeah.
But then
that's another level of
they went home, told the parents the same fucking story, and then they were all asked to draw pictures independently of what they had seen. And their drawings were all the same. They all had the same account, actually. Like, of the details, of the way they described it, of the way that they looked, of what their behavior was, and what they did. Now, not every single kid agreed that they heard a telepathic message about.
You got to look in the eyeballs.
And not all the kids got the PSA, we'll say.
I'm saying, like, if I saw that, maybe I wouldn't look at the eyeballs, so I wouldn't have got the message.
Well, you got it all figured out. I don't. I'm just going off of what the Zimbabwe kids said.
No, I'm just trying to figure out the inconsistencies. I'm like, well, yeah, some kids probably didn't want to look at the eyeballs. If you saw a scary monster.
I wouldn't look at the eyeballs.
I would close my eyes. No, hell no. Especially, like, hear Medusa stories where they could freeze you into a statue. No. Like,
No,
I'm not looking at your eyes.
I can't even look at the Insidious bad guy.
I can't even look at people's eyes sometimes.
Dude, I can't even look at Darth Maul. He scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
He's scary as fuck, dude. I never even seen Darth Maul one time because I closed my eyes the whole time.
Oh.
I heard about what Darth Maul looks like, but I've never seen him because I'm too scared. So.
You didn't see it on a Taco Bell sticker? Like, they had Taco Bell had him all over. I didn't even watch Star Wars, but I saw him because it's Taco Bell. You could win a Durango.
I didn't go to Taco Bell back then.
My mom really wanted to.
What the fuck are you talking about? Your mom wanted to win a Durango from Star Wars?
Yes.
A Star Wars Durango?
They were doing them at the Taco Bell. It might have been McDonald's, but I'm pretty sure it was Taco Bell. I look it up. Google it. It happened.
Look it up, guys. It happened.
It was a thing. Google it.
This is the right episode for that kind of phraseology.
I mean, while they're Googling all the alien videos, like,
yeah, look up the Taco Bell promotion.
The Taco Bell Darth Maul promotion. I think that you could win a Durango.
You idiots.
So. Or I just completely misremembered all of that.
So documentarians spoke with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, years later, yeah, as well.
They're probably like our age.
Yeah, exactly.
If they were kids in 94.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they were doing the Nickelodeon's The Big Help at the time.
Okay.
But they did false pledges like we did.
I want to hear what happens when they interviewed the story, the people.
They said that their tone of voice, their body language, they were all so consistent. They told their stories with such conviction. And you can watch a video about this, like with these kids, like as it happened, because they sent like a film crew or like a news crew,
yeah, to
like talk about it at the time. And like the kids, they don't seem like they're hoaxers, but yeah, you never know, because there was that fairy incident in like the early 1900s where like these kids had like a story straight, but it was just two kids.
Yeah.
But they said they saw fairies and it was all bullshit.
It had to be a group of kids.
This is a lot of kids.
Okay. Yeah, as you said, like 62 or something.
Exactly. There's a lot of kids.
So wait, what about now, though? Like, have they interviewed them now?
So there's a documentary that's coming out, or that's, I believe it's out already, about this.
Oh, what's
where the it kids were interviewed. I don't know what it's called, but it's about the Zimbabwe UFO incident. You can probably just look that up and find out. And they interviewed the kids years later, and they all have the same story still. They all have the same conviction about it. Nobody's like, we made it up. Mm-hmm. Like, it's all like, yeah, this happened to us. And yeah, it's just open for people to watch and be like, holy shit, if that was real, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Because even the teacher at the time was like, I believe that they saw something. I wouldn't call it like that I think that they saw aliens or ETs or anything, but I believe that they all saw something.
Huh.
So it's pretty interesting. So I also want to, at the end here, get into some non-alien UFO sightings.
Okay.
During the Gemini 4 mission, pilot Jim McDivitt spotted an object that he described as a, quote, white cylindrical shape with a white pole sticking out of one corner of it. He took two pictures of it. His partner, Ed White, was asleep at the time. McDivitt maintains that it was some unknown but man-made piece of debris, while James Oberg agrees that it was most likely the Titan II second stage of the craft. But this is what I mean by So the Jim McDivitt UFO story has been used by people who believe in all this stuff already as an example of an astronaut who saw a UFO.
Right.
But it's not what he says he saw.
Yeah.
So they just take like a snippet of what he said and they go, well, yeah, he saw a UFO, a white cylindrical object with an antenna. What do you think that is, asshole? But he's like, no, I think it was, at first I was confused and then I was like, oh, that's that part of.
Yeah. If you can logically put two and two together.
Exactly.
Then do that first.
And, but that's, so, but that's why you have to do both.
Yeah.
When you talk about the subject, you have to do both. You cannot do this whole thing where you're like, well, you know, Prince says he saw an alien and it fucked him.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You have to, you know, talk about the whole.
I would believe that.
I would actually believe that.
That's funny you said Prince, because that's what I was kind of picturing the alien looking like.
Me too.
With the, when they, you said the dark hair.
Same.
I don't know why.
They telepathically reached me, I think. In a transcript of a Gemini 7 mission, the astronauts mentioned a bogey, which ufologists have claimed was a reference to a UFO. Based on trajectory analysis of the mission, the bogey was actually a booster debris, same shit as before, and not a reference to some sort of UFO. The astronaut who made the comments, Frank Borman, later confirmed that what he saw was not a UFO. He just said, hey, we got a bogey. That doesn't mean it's a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And then he offered to go on the TV show Unsolved Mysteries to like clarify that. And the producers say, well, that's not what we want to have you on.
That's not sexy.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We want you coming on talking about how it was
talking about a solved mystery?
Yeah, a piece of
that's
trash.
That's not the name
in space,
of the show.
It was astronaut poop or whatever.
Yeah. Isn't it a urine bead?
Exactly. Thank you. And so there's another story, a very famous story.
Okay.
That Neil Armstrong was,
oh, yeah,
was reported to have witnessed multiple UFOs during Apollo 11. The sightings have later been attributed to jettison components. Additional stories were credited to a hoax spread by a sci-fi writer at the time named Otto Binder. Basically, they claimed, and I don't know if you saw the movie, the third Transformers movie in the beginning, but there was this huge hoax that basically said, there's a part of the Apollo 11 mission that got cut off by NASA and by our government that did not get broadcast to the ground. But because the way they used ham radios at the time and the way they were broadcasting a signal back to Earth, some people intercepted what happened during the cut feed moment, quote unquote. And they were describing an intense interaction with extraterrestrials that was unexplainable and mind-blowing to them on the first moonwalk. And that was total bullshit. Because you can pick up the audio at the time. Like you could actually pick it up via ham, and people were doing that in Australia and stuff. Because that was like the most, the continent most directly facing them, like as far as like while they're on the mission.
Yeah.
Via the tilt of the earth and time of the year and shit. So yeah, they had this whole like notion that that happened, and it's like fact, and that's not real at all.
Because people in Australia were like, no, nah, we didn't hear it.
Hey, mate, we didn't hear it, mate.
We didn't hear it, mate.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, were they listening to Kubrick's Studio, directed by Steve Spielberg?
They did do it in Australia.
Yeah.
Kubrick was a big fan of shooting in Australia.
Yeah.
He did Eyes Wide Shut there, I heard.
And it was Kubrick and Steve Spielberg. Don't get that twisted.
Steve Spielberg did it as well.
They're
I like how you call him Steve, like he's your buddy.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's easier.
I enjoy it. In August 2013, according to NASA, astronaut Christopher Cassidy saw a UFO float past the ISS, the International Space Station, near its Progress 52 cargo ship. It was soon identified by Russian flight controllers as an antenna cover from a service module.
Didn't they send monkeys to space?
They sure did, many times.
I wonder how they're doing.
Well.
But they're not still in space, right?
They're doing all kinds of monkey business, is what I heard.
They're picking up fake phones? Ham radios?
To Earth.
Yeah.
let's say incomprehensible messages. Like, how
did
messages.
Did they, was there a person there when they sent monkeys?
No. Well, the first one was just Bobo and he got sent into space and.
That's it?
Yeah.
What the hell? So mean?
For the first guy who orbited the Earth, like in a.
So you just sent a monkey into space to die?
Just to see what happens, yeah.
That's so messed up. They're close
to a human body, so they wanted to see.
Wait, with no protection?
No, they put him in a little spacesuit. It was hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
It was fucking hilarious.
But they didn't bring him back.
One of the greatest moments in comedy. They
didn't bring them back to Earth?
They did bring him back to Earth. Oh. But they just didn't know he would live.
Oh, you made it sound like they just sent him out there and that's it. Oh, well,
they did. They didn't know he was going
to
live.
Well, I wanted to know that he came back.
Yeah, he came back.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. And took me out.
Well, those monkeys didn't come back. Trust me. Don't even worry about it. Those monkeys did not come back.
They sent a dog out there?
I think the Russians did.
Mm.
But we definitely were more into sending monkeys because it was more hilarious looking is what NASA said.
I see. They live with a little helmet.
The helmet. and then they put the little headset, even though they can't say anything.
Those fake knobs.
Yeah, the fake knobs.
They make it look like they're piloting the thing.
They think they're piloting it. They're not. They're not doing shit.
The little GoPros, like, they could talk to the crew.
See, that's why NASA did that, because they're like, that's way more hilarious than doing a dog.
Yeah.
I get why a dog's funny, though, that NASA was famously saying, we get why doing a dog would be really funny, but we felt that sending a chimp into space was way funnier, and they were right.
Well, between the Duncan movies and the Air Bud movies, which one's more funny?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Duncan.
Dunstan. Air Bud is too serious a work of art.
It's way too serious.
Yeah.
But... some people say that the United States won the space race because we put a man on the moon. I say because we sent monkeys to space instead of dogs. Mm. The USSR fell because they sent dogs to space and people just could not find it as funny as sending a chimp into space.
That's why they don't smile there.
They're not happy.
No, because they're like, they lost. We know what we did.
Yeah.
We sent the less funny animal to space.
We're not that funny as a people. And now they know that.
So they just drink and play chess now.
I know, man. It's sad. They cut
their losses.
It's sad what happened to them.
Like, we just do serious things only now.
I've said that the whole time.
You know, we tried our hand at humor and we just do serious things now.
We fucked it up.
So we're going to wear some funny hats.
Hilarious hats.
The pretty good hats. The
fur hats, come on. You don't need that much fur.
They way beat Americans.
Is it really that cold over there?
They have way funnier hats than us.
Come on.
Come on.
It's not that cold.
I would do it
too. And Servanai? Come on.
I got a really funny hat, like a fuzzy, like the most obnoxiously fuzzy hat to go to the snow for the first time because I was so scared of it.
Do you know there are beaches in Siberia?
What?
Yeah, they call it the coldest place, but there's beaches there.
Oh, where's Siberia?
It's in Russia.
Oh. Well, I thought it was a desert. Oh, that's Syria. Is Syria a desert? You know what? We have to end this episode.
Syria is a desert.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I was thinking.
It's also a great resort town.
Oh.
For vacations.
All right.
And that's where our next sponsor comes in.
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. So
travel Syria.
Make sure you plan your trip. Reach out to the travel agents.
Exactly right.
And we will see you next week.
Hey, thanks to U.S. sanctions, we made Syria a great place to travel.
Shit they don't tell you.
You will check it out and you will love it.
I have a feeling that this is something historical or political.
No, U.S. sanctions makes everything better. Look at Cuba. Travel Cuba.
I wish I was better at geography. So we'll see you next week.
Right.
And we love you.
Bye, folks. We love you so much.
Try not to get abducted by any aliens,
hey,
huh?
Nice.
Little green men out there, huh?
Oh, way to undermine the whole subject. At the bitter end.
I did it.
Oh,
got
by
him.
The way, by the way.
What?
Check us out on Patreon.
Tell him.
Check us out on Patreon.
Patreon.com/sticky.
Thank you.
You get Crypto Corner advice.
We do Crypto Corner. It's such a blast.
You get live streams. You get extra episodes of shit they don't tell you after dark.
There it is.
We're playing a poker tournament too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a no buy-in, completely just cash prizes from us.
We pay you.
For the winners.
It's funny. We pay you and then on Crypto Corner, you make money. How do we make money on this? We don't know. We'll figure it out later. All right. Bye.
Download the free app we tell you to download. Love you, bye.
Bye.